welcome. So we'll touch a fall in the air and welcome, I think. Let's see. Some dates to remember are Bible studies on Sunday and Wednesday. Choir practices on Thursday. Canned goods for the Wales food pantry. You can drop them off anytime really here. Or farmer's market, which the farmer's market, the last one is next week. So as I mentioned last week, if you want some of Judy's blueberry muffins to put in your freezer and last you the winter, now's the opportunity. The Wales Elementary School is saving the box tops. So yeah, if you have, you know, those box tops that you get on different kinds of boxed items, keep them and we'll see that they get them. Anybody else have any announcements?
Do we have a share fair? Any share fair?
The share fair is October 14th.
Yes.
Coming up on the 14th, and it'll start at...
Starts at 10, so start filling boxes in your house of all the stuff that you no longer need.
But good stuff. Don't clean out your basement.
Yeah. No, good, yeah. Good stuff.
I have an announcement.
And good.
The second Saturday in September, we're going to do another ladies' brunch kind of thing at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So, what?
The second Saturday in September... At 10 o'clock, the week after Labor Day. So keep that in mind and come. Prayer request, yes.
Before we get into that, I just have a little bit of a report to give. Elaine and I were blessed to take part in You Lead. It was a series of educational classes with Beth. It's all part of Beth Moore's ministry. We spent 2 days in Hamden at the Baptist Church. We tried to divide up a little bit. We would go to different classes. That was a blessing, but I have to say, Karen and Elaine and I got to go Friday. Karen didn't go Friday night, but yesterday. Friday night and yesterday morning, and it was amazing. You missed a lot. She did a Bible study on Corinthians 4 and Colossians 4, and it was just amazing. It was a really big blessing, and I think we all feel uplifted by it. And so I just wanted to let everybody know it was really great. And if she comes again, she's going to be in Albany next year, which is a bigger trip for everybody. And it will be in October. But anyway, it was really super. And if you ever get a chance to see her and go, do it. It's amazing. It just was great, right? And Karen, we're in our fellowship mode, which was the theme. It was great.
Yeah, good. Good, I'm glad. Oh, birthdays.
Well,
we have birthdays. I think we forgot them all a month.
Well, they all have ones coming.
We've got Charlie,
Alma. Right. Jackie and Charlie and Alma.
Yes.
All celebrated a birthday recently.
Yes.
Last week. So let's sing happy birthday.
First to
take your pick.
I don't want to go
to the other.
For healing for Gail. Gail had surgery this week. You want to update us, Joel, about how she's doing? Yeah.
Don't be so technical.
That's good. Well, continued prayers for her that she gets even better. And Keith Hood has back issues, so keep him in prayer for that. Leon lost a brother, and so let's pray for him and his family as they mourn his passing. And Kelly Warren, who was here, prayers for her that she gets her gets a job and an apartment. How is that going, Kelly?
I just met an excellent career recruiter who's going to give me some information.
Good.
It's going.
Okay, good.
I'm interviewing.
Good. We'll continue to pray for that. Then prayers for Bob and Judy, for Alma and Charlie, and all our Parkinson's warriors. Prayers for our cancer sufferers, Robin Bradbury, and her husband, Trent, as he takes care of her. And she was his caregiver. Now tables are turned a little bit. Roger Kerboy, Christina, who is Kelly's friend, Karen's friend Dee, and her husband, who both have cancer. Prayers for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and if we start in school this week, or if they started last week maybe, but the new school year anyway is upon them. Prayers for that. Continued healing prayers for Faith and Pat Haley, and Pat, who is Jay's stepfather, for Jackie's brother Arthur. How is he doing, Jackie? He had a setback?
Yeah, he did. Wednesday morning, he had a myocard attack, and he was in the hospital from yesterday, but they weren't able to do anything because it was intrusive. He has to go see his own cardiologist on Monday, so hopefully they'll be able to get the problem solved.
And he's home now.
He is home. Thank you for prayers. He said thank you.
Prayers for George Freeland, who's here, Kit, who's here, Priscilla Barney, Barbara Costa, Phyllis, who's here, Susan, and Barbara, who is here also, and her husband Jack also, and continued prayers of healing for Kelly also, and the teacher and teachers and students, and bus drivers. They have a very important role in all of that.
Jeannie, I got a phone call from Jay, and he wanted to. He said, "Pastor, I'm calling you to give you an update on how prayer works." And his stepdad, that we've been praying for, is home for the first time in I don't know how many months. And he's not only home, but he's, you know, pretty functional and doing well. So, and prayer work takes a while sometimes for it to, you know, come to fruition. But, you know, he's a guy that was laying on death's doorstep and had been in and out of ICU a bunch of times and then moved in and out. So, you know, the prayers that we send up, you know, cause the blessings to come down.
Yes.
That's good.
Well,
the,
yes.
And I guess the creeping crud colds are going around, the fall version. Kit's not feeling too good. And I've heard a lot of other people have some kind of flu-like symptoms going around again. Allergies, allergic to flu and stuff, So please pray for us because we don't want any of that around here. We got too much to do. We can't be sick.
Pray for Gail, too.
Just the people in Texas, too.
Oh, yeah, good point. Good point. Thank you.
I have another praise report.
Workers'
Comp has finally approved our knee replacement.
Amen! Workers' Comp.
Okay, please stand if you're able for the call to worship.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good to have you all gathered here this morning. If you take a look at the bulletin, and the title of my sermon is Unconditionally. We talk about being a believer and accepting Jesus, and God chose us not for who we are. God chose us for what we can be. For what we can be. We're in the process of continual development and continual growth. And there's a song that is playing on country music. And it's an interesting combination. I think it's Diamond Rio is the lead group. And the Backstreet Boys are there as part of it. And it's called Unconditionally. And the words go, that Sunday morning choir calling, church doors open wide. That hallelujah shoots right through you, makes you feel alive. That key under the mat, you know right where it's at. It's waiting on the porch light on. Don't bother calling, no need for knocking, just come on home. That's the message of the church every week. No need to call, no need to knock, no need to make sure that you're all together 100% perfect, just come on home. And God's going to give you a love that's never going to run dry, never going to come up empty. Now until the day I die, unconditionally.
Amen.
The lyrics are meaningful. They're a outlook on God's love and how Christians are supposed to love each other. Because the chorus goes, no one's ever going to love you more. I'm always going to be here for you. God, your mama, and me. And the refrain is unconditionally. It's a nice song. As we get time, we'll work on it. But your daily walk should be that work on it. That work on it. Every day, it's kind of like training for a sporting event. You train every day hoping to get just a little better. Get just a little stronger. And in today's world, it's tough because there's a lot of bad news and not a lot of good news. But as we get up each day, know that God loves you unconditionally with whatever imperfection that we have. You know, your hair may not be just like mine. You may not have the same shirt or tie, but there's no uniform code. God likes you all different and just the way you are. If you turn to 627, I'm listening to God, 627. I'll read the light part, I'll read the dark. When the world around me is turbulent and deafening,
I will listen to your still, small voice.
When human reasoning seems too sweetly reasonable,
I will seek the mind of Christ through the Word of God.
When I am pressed with heavy responsibility and frayed by the strains of ministry,
I will pause that I may be still, so that I may realize again the astonishing fact that you are God, and that my world is still under your control. Blessed be the God who daily leads us in triumph. Amen.
Continue service with 6:30. Kumbaya.
Oh,
sing it, Lord.
Glorious sunshiny day, Father. We come and we thank you so much for blessing us with good weather, with the opportunity to come and assemble openly and freely, for the opportunity to be lifted up and more than we ever thought we could be, because we fellowship with like-minded Christians, with a God that loves us. Lord, we've got it going on, Father, because of you. We thank you and praise you for this day, for the opportunity to be of service to you, for our mere service of presence, Lord, to help motivate others to come and share in your love. We thank you, Father, for all the blessings that we have. And as we come and we prepare for service and we prepare to be locked into our pews and recharged, lifted up and motivated to new heights, we pray, Father, that our minds and hearts will be open so that we can truly experience all the blessings that you have in mind for us. We, Father, we come together and we gather in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Come forward and receive our tithes and offerings. And I always encourage you to share from your abundance. For when you look at the world, and you look at the places like Houston, and where the places where the storm has ravaged them, we are truly blessed and blessed mightily. The hand of God has been on us and kept us safe. and we need to lift up and support the folks that are being ravaged by the storms.
Yes.
And we need to keep them all in prayer. Also this week, I know Bridget went back to work this week. Kids come back this next week, Bridget?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So need to lift up all our teachers in prayer.
Amen.
They're going to battle. They're going to battle. So, as the ushers come forward, we'll receive our morning offering. Bless these gifts as well as the giver, that you multiply, magnify, and utilize them in your service so that we can be a better army for God, Lord, so that we can do more outreach, so that we can help other folks see the light and find their way home. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Taylor and Grandma did part of the sermon if you were watching. Part of the sermon is going to talk about how you're a light and a role model for other folks. When they came up front, Taylor stood, put her plate down for a second, looked at Grandma, picked the plate back up, and then checked Grandma out to see how Grandma was standing. And that's what we do. Every day, somebody's watching us along the way. And you get to be that model, that light. All the children, come down front. Do die. Do die.
Boys.
We got a big crew here today. The girl side, the boy side. Taylor, you have two sets of parents. And tell me what it's like at the houses. Both houses.
Well, with my mom, who's too crazy, and at my dad's house, it's home to my baby sister, and not really even Maddie and Sophia.
So you have a whole bunch of kids at one house, and only one other child, the baby, at the other house. Who hasn't started talking and getting into stuff yet, right?
Well, Sophia and Dino, but Maddie says a swear word.
Well, we're not talking about that. You just have the one house, and what's it like at your house?
Careful.
It's busy. Does it ever get busy out in the noisy your house? Every once in a while. Do you ever wish you could just find a place where you could just go and be nice and quiet?
That's Brandon's house.
I knew you were going to say that. I was actually going to ask you if that was. Does Brandy ever say, no way, I don't want you coming over to the house?
No.
Is there a place that you go that's nice and quiet? Not really. Well, I'll give you her grandmother's phone number. You ever found a place in your backyard or even in the bathroom? Sometimes not in the bathroom because people bang on the door, but in your bedroom maybe, on your blankets, someplace quiet that you can just talk to Jesus? Do you ever think if you go to someplace nice and quiet? Gosh, I don't have to use it. I know of a lady who, she had a lot of children and it was really busy. And when she needed to pray, she would just sit in her rocking chair and say, I gotta pray! And she would do this. Because that was the only quiet place she could find with all the, kids. And do you think Jesus ever says, listen, I'm really busy, can you come back later?
No.
Never. Jesus has unconditional love. That means if we've been the one making all the noise and being cranky, and we go and try to find our little quiet place with Jesus, is he still going to say, oh, sure, come? Or do you think he's going to say, wait till you get straightened out and quiet? Do you think he's ever going to do that?
No.
Never. Jesus has unconditional love. He loves you when you're wild and cranky. He loves you when you're nice and sweet. He loves you if you're loud and happy and dancing around. And he loves you if you're throwing a tantrum. Probably not happy, but he still loves you. Jesus' love is unconditional. Now, I went with Miss Betty and Miss Elaine to a conference, and we listened to a speaker. One of the things she said I really liked, she said, don't ever confuse Jesus with people. Yeah. Other people. Because other people, even your moms and grandmothers and grandfathers and dads who love you so much, there are times when I was a parent, when my kids were younger, that they would just do something and I would say, I am so angry with you right now, I need you to go out of my sight, go up into your room until I can calm down, because I was just so angry. Jesus never does that. I didn't stop loving them, I just got so mad I didn't want to see them. Jesus never gets so angry with us that he doesn't want to see us. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
No matter what we do, if we're in the middle of throwing a temper tantrum, and we realize we're throwing a temper tantrum, we can still go to Jesus and say, oh, I'm sorry, God. I've done that sometimes, right in the middle of the temper tantrum. I've just said, I'm sorry, God. And God never says, when you're done, I'll talk to you. He loves me. And he lets me come to him, and he lets me apologize, and he lets me talk to him, and I tell him all about it. And you can do the same thing. Close our eyes. Spend some time with Jesus. Jesus, I thank you that we have this quiet time with you. All we have to do is really just close our eyes and we're just meeting you. Father, I ask that you would help us to always remember that, and to always remember that no matter what we do, what we say, where we are,
but there's no place that you're ever going to say to us, come back later. You're never too busy for us. You never, ever judge us according to our behavior, but you love us always. In Jesus' name, I thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Prayer time. Opportunity to come together with the joys and concerns, opportunity to talk to God, opportunity to hear God's voice and other people's prayers. And Barbara's in the back, hanging out there.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Good to see her.
She walked up the ramp rather than be pushed up the
Yep. 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 Prayer. Yep. Prayer with determination is a wonderful thing.
Amen.
We had a lot of folks on our prayer list as always. I'll start the prayer request and you folks add it on in. If it comes to you and you don't have anything special that you want to add, say thank you, Lord, or amen, and we'll move on to the next person. Join with me in prayer. Father, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful that Gail's back home and recovering. We're thankful for the wisdom that you provide for the doctors and nurses that looked so hard to find out what was wrong with her. And we're thankful that the surgery was successful and that she's home and healing. We pray for Keith Hood and a lot of our folks, Father, that have back issues. Keith's having some problems with his back. We lift him up. We pray for my brother Leon. He's lost a lot of brothers at home with you, Lord. And he's added another brother this weekend that's back home with you. We pray for Leon and his family. We're glad Kelly's here, Father, and we ask that you lift her up, help her find a new apartment, help her find a job. We pray for Bob and Judy and Alvin and Charlie and all the folks that are plagued with Parkinson's disease, Lord. We pray for all of our cancer warriors. We pray for our children and our great-grandchildren that are going back to school this week, and we pray for all the teachers that are going to guide them along the way. We pray that they'll be Christian leaders with ideas and energy that can guide the young folks along the way to help them not only enjoy the power of learning, but enjoy the power of the role model that role models the light and love of Jesus Christ. We're glad that George is here and Kit's here, and we pray continued prayers for Barbara and Jack and for all the other folks that are on our prayer list. Phyllis is here and doing well. Father, we just lift all these folks up, and we lift up all the people that are plagued by the flood and the destructions that is hitting Texas. We pray, Father, for their safety and welfare, and we're thankful, Lord, that the federal and local state governments are involved, Father, so that the cleanup and the rebuilding will go rapidly. But we pray, Father, for their safety and for their ability to be safe and to fellowship with other like-minded Christians. Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for calm and peace. We pray for our leaders, local and national. We pray for our world leaders, that you would open their hearts and minds to your words and to your thoughts. We lift up our military personnel that are spread around the globe, Father, and continue to serve on a daily basis to protect us and to keep us from harm's way. We pray for our police officers, firefighters, EMTs, and first responders. We pray for them and for all their families that wait. We're thankful, Father, for people that want to step out into harm's way and to do the work that other folks can't do. And now, Father, we add our own individual prayers.
Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for my church family. Thank you for my family, Lord. Please help all those in need, Lord.
Father God, Lord, we pray to you today as we're having beautiful weather, Lord. We think of our brothers and sisters that are in the eye of the storm, Lord. Father God, Lord, we are getting buffeted by every troubling wind and by the waves of adversity, but thank you that you'll never, ever leave us or forsake us, that the storms don't go away, but you will deliver us through these storms in our lives. Lord, and we can count on you because you never, fail in a promise, you cannot lie, and you are able to deliver us, Lord. Thank you for those everlasting promises. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father, for just loving us, and thank you, Lord, for being there for us, Lord, and thank you for all of your prayers, Lord. And I just pray to continue to bless my mom, watch over her, Lord, so she won't be stressed, and also my brother, continue to watch over him, and thank you for his recovery and his resting at home today. Thank you for bringing him back home and helping with his family members, and I pray that they continue to help him. And just thank you for all the love that you give us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you for this church, this community. Dear Lord, I thank you for all you've done for me. We pray for all those that will continue to call the union and give it all. So I thank you so much for all the empty prayers of people that I see.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for my healing, the strength, getting stronger every day. And please spread that healing to anybody who's injured or ill, or anybody's family is suffering, taking care of it as loved one.
Thank you, Lord, for all my blessings. And thank you for Kelly and Barbara, because watching them with such courage and courageousness for awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for my church family. It's nice to have Bob with us.
Thank you, Lord, for that prayer.
Thank you, Lord, so much for the blessings of this week and the fellowship. And Lord, please continue to guide and bless us. Thank you so much for answered prayers and for keeping us safe and healthy. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, God, Calvin, blessing, and keeping you safe always. Thank you for your patience with me. Please bless the people of Texas.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you for the gift of this day. To all those who are suffering physically, financially, emotionally, I just pray that you give them comfort, and I just pray for them. And I also lift up Stephanie, and I pray for peace in the world. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this beautiful early fall day, Lord. Thank you for the doctors that treated my wife, Lord. As she recovers, Lord, we thank you for blessing us so much, Lord. Pray that you teach us to cling to you, Father God, when we have to go through such trials, Lord. That you watch over us, Lord. That we learn to know that you will never forsake us or leave us, Lord. Pray for our dear pastor, Lord, that you bless him, Lord. Pray that he preaches a mighty sermon. In Jesus' name.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you for each person here today that we know we belong here, that we're part of a family, your family, Lord. Thank you for leading us. I pray for
Robin and Bill as they recover from their surgeries, and please keep Eva safe because she had a long time ahead. Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Thank you, dear God, for being with us every day, healing and taking care of us in every way possible. We just pray that we can do our job and do things for you, dear God. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we come and we lift up all our prayers, spoken and unspoken. We lift them up to you, and we know that you're always glad to hear from us. Mm-hmm. That like a father or a grandfather or a mother or a grandmother, you're always excited to hear from your children. We lift them up to you, Father, knowing that you will have an answer for all our prayers, that there's no surprises to you, Lord. And so, Lord, give us an open mind and an open heart to hear your answer, and then give us the courage to be your soldier and do your work. We lift all these prayers up to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The New Testament, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. It's on page 206 in your Pew Bibles if you'd like to follow along. But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. For this purpose, he called you through our proclamation of the good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Mm-hmm. The second reading today is from the Old Testament, from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3, and it's on 733 in your Pew Bibles. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. This has been a reading of our Lord's Holy Word.
Amen.
Thank you, Vinny. Join with me in prayer. Father, we come this week. We come and we ask, Father, that you would put your hands on our shoulders, that you'd open our hearts and minds, that you'd surround us with angels, that you'd lift us up to new levels of play, Father, that you would take us and hone our skill sets, help us to be better, stronger, more steadfast warriors for you. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Jeremiah says, "The Lord appeared unto me. And he said, I have loved you with an everlasting love." God loves you 24/7, 365, all the time. All the time. But life gets a little tough. Christians get tired and discouraged. We were in a Bible study this morning talking about how old habits can resurface. How being around different people help you react differently. And there's a old-time saying that events are even bad enough to make a preacher cuss some days. Now, pastor stopped by a yard sale and was looking at a used lawnmower, and there was a kid out there selling the stuff. And he looks at the lawnmower, and preacher pulled the rope a few times to try and crank it over, but it wouldn't start. The boy said, "You have to kick it and say a few cuss words, and then it'll fire up." Preacher says, "Son, I can't do that. It's been years since I used cuss words." Kid said, "You keep pulling that rope, it'll come back to you."
Amen.
Hard to be standing in the light and doing what's right 24/7. But if you slip and you fall, and that lawnmower don't start, Cindy, that along the way,
and everything else.
And everything else. I'm reminded of a story. I'm not a golfer. Hank's a golfer. Anybody else whack golf balls? You whack golf balls. If you ever seen a golf ball, golf ball's a nice little round ball, but it's got dimples on it. The dimples are imperfections, just like us. Just like us. Everybody's got a little imperfection going on. But you know, without the dimples in the golf ball, it won't go as far.
That's right.
If that ball is perfectly round without the dimples, you can take that big giant club you got, Hank, that one that's got the big club on the end of it, and you can whack a perfectly round, non-dimpled golf ball, and if you generally drive 150 yards, it might go 75 or 80.
Wow.
But with the dimples on it, it goes that 150 yards. Just like Christians. Just like Christians. That little bit of imperfection that you had, that little bit of backsliding or backstep or something that you did that you wish you could have done different, makes you go further the next time. Keeps you on the groove so that you can go further. How do you stand in an unstable world? You stand on faith. You stand on the power of prayer. You stand on the scripture. And it's nice because in Thessalonians it says, "We ought to always thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning, God chose you to be saved through sanctifying work of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. He called you through the gospel that you might share the glory." Might share the glory. Now, a lot of kids are going to go back to school. Little kids go to school and they pick up sides for games. You know, little kids, you'll watch them out there and they'll be picking up people and say, okay, line up over there. Ed and Gary are going to be captains, and you got to be pick up sides. Little kids go, "Oh, pick me along the way." You didn't even need to cheer. Jesus picked you ahead of time. Picked you even though you're not 6 foot six. It's not the NFL draft. There's not a section where you got to run through obstacles or jump high and catch the ball. God picked you ahead of time with all those little dimples and all those little blemishes that you have. The Bible teaches that God loves the world. God loves everyone. Now that's kind of hard to grasp some days. But God loves them all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The interesting thing is, there isn't anything you can do to make God love you more. God will like you a lot better along the way. God will love you. But if you look at David, God loved David. Was the apple of God's eye, Charlie is right. You know, and God may have not liked David a lot of days, but God loved David. Yeah. And God loves each and every one of you. Jesus used the parable of the prodigal son to illustrate how much God loves us. And you hear you say, "Oh yeah, preacher, I've heard that story a zillion times. That's my story." That's the real deal. Mm-hmm. That's the real deal. Some of you folks have raised children that have gone astray, and when they come back home, you don't say, let me sit down and tell you all the bad stuff that you've done over again. Because if you do, they're going to leave again. But if you welcome them with open arms and say, you're welcome, come on back in just the way you are, and you take them back in like the prodigal son, like God does to us. God says, you may have gone out and you may have given away everything that God gave you. He squandered his inheritance. Probably squandered more than that if you look at where he wound up. He wound up feeding the hogs. Mm-hmm. He wound up eating out of the hog trough with the hogs. What the Bible doesn't say is the man was young man was probably in excellent health when he left his father's house. Mm-hmm. That he had the best of food, that he had a good work ethic, that his body was in fine shape. And when he came back, not only had he lost the tangible, but he may have lost part of his health and his fitness and things that he could not regain again. And God says, welcome back. Welcome back. Let me put a ring on your finger and prepare a feast.
Yep.
Because it doesn't matter where you've been, it's where you end up. It's where you end up. You know, I read Peanuts over the years. I was like Charlie Brown and Lucy and that crew. In one episode, Lucy and Linus are looking out the window. Lucy says, boy, look at it rain. Look at it rain. Says, what if it floods the whole world? Linus replies, it'll never do that. Never do that again. It's in God's word. God promised Noah that it would never happen again. And the sign is the rainbow. Lucy smiles and says, you've taken a great load off my mind. You got problems on your mind today, I'm here to try and help you take it off. If you take your problem and you give it to God, then it's not your problem anymore. It's our problem.
Amen.
And God will, if you let God do his part and you do the rest, you'll be similar to Barbara, who gets up and walks out of the car and walks up the ramp, not because she has to, but because she wants to, because it's good for her, it's that sense of accomplishment, but it's glorifying God.
Amen.
And it makes the rest of us realize how blessed we really are each and every day. If you take a look at our Declaration of Independence, it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Sounds nice. But if they're the truth and they're self-evident, believe. Believe. Believe what the writers of the Declaration said. Believe what the writers of the Bible said. Believe, believe, believe that God loves you. Now here's the hard part. God loves everybody else. God loves everybody else. Art's got a t-shirt that said, God loves you, but he likes me best. And that's cute, but
art.
Yeah, but God loves art, but he loves you all the same. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you are, where you've been, or what you're going. And you need to hang on to the truth. And don't be polluted by the outside world. Don't be polluted by the bearers of bad news, because in Jeremiah it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have continued to extend faithful love to you. God chose us, and you need things to hang on to. You need things that you remember. Sometimes it comes in a song. Sometimes it comes in the scripture. My mom used to like the 23rd Psalm. She used it a lot. She had cancer, survived cancer when other folks didn't. And she spent lots of time in the Bible. And she was waiting to go home to be with God. And we knew that she could hear us talk. So we went in, and I was in there with my sister. And my sister said, well, let's do the 23rd Psalm. Now my mom's laying there, and she's just looked like she was in a coma. Mm. And we started and we did, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." My mother sat straight up in the bed, didn't open her eyes, and started to repeat the rest of the song.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
So there's a song called "In Times Like These." And I don't know it, and if I knew it, probably singing it to you wouldn't make you any happier. But it says, "In times like these, you need a Savior.
Amen.
In times like these, you need a blessed anchor. Oh, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. The rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. The rock is Jesus. The only one. Be very sure. The anchor holds and grips the solid rock."
Yeah.
Anchor your ship, your soul, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your children, your grandchildren, all to that solid rock of Jesus Christ. And no fall, no flood or storm will take you away.
Get your foot on the rock.
And all God's people said,
"Amen."
484, the old rugged cross. First and last verses. Precious name, and all God's people said,
"Amen."
Amen. Amen. Amen.